climate change activists say President Biden's first 3 months in office have been a mixed bag. John Paul Mejia is an organizer for the Sunrise Movement.
The victory was delivered for Joe Biden from lots of voters who witnessed ambitious plans come out later in the campaign and elected him on a progressive mandate for systemic action on racism, COVID, and climate. And that's why Joe Biden was elected. Is he following through with every single campaign promise? That's hard to believe right now.
The Sunrise Movement is championing a Green New Deal, a group of policies that would transition the United States from using fossil fuels to 100% renewable energy by 2030. But Biden hasn't supported the Green New Deal. Instead, he's proposing an infrastructure plan that would invest $2.2 trillion in green energy, electric vehicles, modernizing the electrical grid, plugging abandoned oil wells, and cleaning up pollution that harms communities of color. It would also kickstart a small version of a green jobs program called the Civilian Climate Corps. But Mejia says it's not enough.
It's way more spending than any stimulus bill or any effort on climate from the Obama administration. But if we're talking about addressing this crisis at the speed, scope, and scale necessary that he so touted during the campaign trail, then this is a really crummy plan. This is not to the extent that we need it to be.
It's clearly a result of organizing by climate activists that the Biden infrastructure plan is on the table, says Mejia, but the investment needs to be 5 times larger.
We have to decrease and slash emissions at the most ambitious rate, anywhere from 60% to 100% over the next 10 years. We need to decarbonize our economy and take it from a carbon intensive one to a zero carbon one. If the problem is big, we got to invest big and invest in our people too. $10 trillion over the next decade is really what we need.
Since taking office, Biden has rejoined the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and halted the Keystone XL pipeline. In January, he signed a major executive order on the climate, committing to end public financing and subsidies for fossil fuels. But the U.S. is the third largest exporter of liquefied natural gas in the world, and growing. Two-thirds of that comes from fracking. And the day Biden signed the executive order on climate, he said this.
Let me be clear. And I know this always comes up. We're not going to ban fracking.
Lauren Stockman follows the oil and gas industry very closely. He's senior research analyst with Oil Change International. And he sees the Biden administration under heavy industry pressure to keep promoting natural gas.
We've seen kind of disparate statements from different parts of the administration. For example, Secretary Granholm talking about the importance of U.S. liquefied natural gas exports. We've seen Kerry a couple of months ago saying, you know, we should be careful not to build more gas infrastructure because it'll be stranded assets. And then a month later, say that gas is a bridge fuel in the energy transition.
And that, Stockman says, is a mistake. One that the Obama administration also made.
They have to be very careful not to make some of the mistakes of previous Democratic administrations and try and move forward on climate without upsetting certain parts of the energy industry. They can't do this without upsetting somebody, and that somebody is going to be large oil and gas corporations, companies that are determined to pursue the status quo. You know, frankly, the folks at the American Petroleum Institute who are fundamentally against and ideologically opposed to anything that challenges oil and gas production growth, they're not going to be able to keep those people happy while moving forward on the climate action that we need to see.
During Biden's second week in office, he halted all new leases for offshore oil and gas drilling on federal lands and waters. He also put a moratorium on drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But his record on oil and gas pipeline approvals has been timid.
My Lakota name is Eagle Feather Woman, but my American name is Joy Braun. I'm a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe.
Joy Braun lives on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. She was part of a protest camp at Standing Rock, and she organizes with the Indigenous Environmental Network, traveling to help communities protect water and lands against encroaching pipelines.
No matter what happens in Indian Country, we need to remember that there needs to be free, prior, informed consent before any type of projects come into or onto our tribal lands or our treaty lands, not just reservation lands, but also our treaty lands.
On April 9th, Biden administration lawyers announced they would not try to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline while it undergoes environmental review, even though it's currently operating illegally and unpermitted and in violation of an 1868 treaty, according to the Standing Rock Sioux. I asked Braun what she thought about Biden's pipeline policy so far.
I think it's cowardly. He promised that he was going to put tribal nations first. And that makes a great soundbite. That's like, oh, yeah, great, awesome, we're going to do that.
Above all, we're going to uphold our trust and treaty responsibilities to tribal nations.
But then in practice, they don't really do it. I think that if he wants to truly prove that he is putting tribal interests first, he needs to start with the Dakota Access Pipeline and Line 3 Pipeline and stop them.
Biden has taken no action to oppose the Line 3 tar sands pipeline, which indigenous organizers are fighting to stop in northern Minnesota. Construction on the Enbridge Line 3 project has already been linked to sexual assaults along its route. And according to Braun, indigenous water protectors are facing the worst surveillance, policing, and criminalization they've seen. She's calling on Biden to warrior up.
Biden and the other congressional delegates and senators really need to start putting their foot down and not be bought off by these corporations. No, he needs to be brave and he needs to be bold and he needs to find it in his power to warrior up.
For KPFA News in Oakland, I'm Ariel Boone.